615 1320 WILS. So we're now already hearing that the ACLU and immigration attorneys are going to be legally challenging the new tougher enforcement of immigration policies by the Trump administration. Byron Henry with us, an attorney, legal expert at solidcounsel.com, who's actually based in Texas. Byron, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, good to be with you.
Yeah, down there in Texas, how are you viewing this immigration issue and how the Trump folks are approaching it now?
Well, I mean, obviously we have some major immigration issues down here on the border. But I think that what President Trump is doing is found a very moderate, middle-of-the-road approach with respect to immigration enforcement. He is basically keeping the same view of immigration that President Obama has with respect to only focusing on those charged with crimes or convicted of crimes that are here illegally. The difference is, of course, President Obama went with violent crimes and felonies, and President Trump is expanding that slightly to include those who have been charged with any crime or convicted of any crime if they're here illegally. So,
what about the broader net? What about the crime of simply being here illegally?
Well, that's the point. That's why I said it was a moderate view of immigration, because obviously it's a crime to be here. And President Obama was completely looking the other way on crossing the border and coming into the country legally and focusing on violent criminals once they're here and felons. President Trump is also continuing, at least in the initial order, to look the other way on those here illegally and focus on, as far as executive priorities for deportation, those that have been charged with or convicted of any crime.
Right.
So, as I said, it is a larger net, but it is still a very small minority of immigrants that are in the country illegally that this new these new policies affect.
Tell me this, Byron. In Texas, I'm guessing you have many more illegal immigrants in Texas than we do in Michigan. It's just a guess, but is there a desire to see a mass deportation?
I think it's pretty much split down the middle. I think that people realize that it would be very inefficient and cost more money and time and resources than we currently have to basically try and arrest all illegal immigrants. Detain them, by the way. Otherwise, you have to catch and release, and they're never going to show up. Well, most of them won't show up for their hearing if you catch and then release before their deportation hearing. They're all entitled, under statutory constitutional law, some sort of hearing before being deported. So as far as administratively, I think it would be a nightmare, though a lot of people favor moving closer that direction. I think most people are focused on basically enforcing current immigration law with respect to the border, meaning making sure the border is secure first, and secondly, looking towards those that are not simply living here peacefully and working and attempting to have a better life here, but are actually committing crimes. I think that is correct. It should be a priority. I'm not sure it should be the only priority, but I think that it should certainly be a priority that we look at illegal aliens that have come here illegally and then go ahead and break our laws after they've come here illegally, or additional laws.
Sure.
And I think most people are on board for that step.
Tell me this, Byron, the challenges we're going to see from the ACLU and other immigration attorneys to the new policies, how do you imagine them having any real effect?
Well, I mean, the president has the authority under immigration law to arrest any illegal immigrant anywhere in the country and deport them and have them set up for deport. So the fact that he's only carved out a small percentage, of course, according to the left, aliens that come here illegally don't commit crimes. So in effect, this wouldn't have any effect on the illegal immigrant population if you believe those on the left, because they don't commit crimes. So who will this affect? But knowing, as we know, that a percentage of aliens do commit crimes here, we know that it's going to affect some, but I can't imagine there's a legal challenge to deporting someone that not only came to this country illegally, but then, of course, also committed a crime while they were here in the country. So that there'll be a court challenge, of course. There's due process protections for those that are here in the country and need to be processed for deportation. And so the way that they're arrested, the way that they are transferred, the way they are detained, the level of process they get in the deportation hearing, whether or not you're splitting up families, for instance, there could be some due process issues that are raised, but ultimately the president has this authority, both from Congress and under the Constitution.
Because we are seeing that, the splitting up of families, is that something we should consider in terms of maybe not deporting certain people?
Well, in my own opinion, this has no legal basis, because the law doesn't discriminate based on splitting up of families. President Obama had made it a point to not split up families, and I don't think President Trump's new policies will encourage or otherwise split up families unless, of course, the adults in the family have committed a crime.
Right.
And if the adults in the family have committed a crime, it will, in fact, could lead to the splitting up of families. Personally, I think that our priority should be to keep families together.
Yeah. But we're talking about crimes like speeding. Would that be a crime, or how is that going to be defined exactly?
Well, according to the Trump policies, it is any crime.
So
that would include Class C and B misdemeanors.
Uh-huh.
would be included in the. And of course, if it's a driving offense, in most states you can't get a driver's license if you're illegally. So not only is it a speeding offense, mm-hmm. it's also a Class B misdemeanor in some states to drive without a license.
Okay, but aren't we talking about most illegal immigrants then? I mean, aren't they breaking some other law beyond being here illegally?
Yeah, but they have to be obviously arrested for it or caught for that, and then they'll be processed for deportation. Where the Trump administration is not pursuing those
right.
to see if they committed a crime. He is saying that when someone is arrested or charged, they're in the system.
Fair enough, but you pull over an illegal immigrant, right? Once you confirm their status, you've got them on a crime, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And according to him, it's charged with or convicted. So it will, like I said, it will affect
it could lead to that. Yeah. Byron Henry, legal expert, attorney down in Texas. Find him at solidcounsel.com. Byron, great to have you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Yep.